Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to the Corinthians, the fourth chapter. This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. Without us, you have become kings. And would that you did reign, so that we might share the rule with you. For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake. But you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour we hunger and thirst. We are poorly dressed and buffeted and homeless, and we labor, working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. We have become and are still like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things. I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. Some are arrogant, as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you soon if the Lord wills, and I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod or with love, in a spirit of gentleness? This is the word of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning I would like you to put yourselves in the sandals of the Apostle Paul. He is known to us as the greatest missionary of the church. But lest we think that his life was an easy one after his conversion to the cause of Christ, we would be sadly mistaken. Although Paul was zealous for the Lord, the people he proclaimed the gospel to were not always as enthusiastic toward him or his message. But perhaps the deepest hurt of all for Paul came from one of his own congregations, the Corinthian congregation that he had founded. The evidence of this is found in the text which was just read this morning. Some members of his former congregation were accusing Paul of not being a genuine apostle. In their logic, since he was not genuine, then his gospel teaching must also be suspect. The same people who accused him of not being a true apostle were also making up their own gospel as they were abandoning his. How this must have upset Paul. After all, he had spent at least 3 years of his life trying to instill in the people there that Jesus Christ was and is truly the Savior of the world. In Paul's defense, he tells his detractors, This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. In other words, Paul is a servant of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the words he proclaimed to them are not his own, but are the very inspired word of God. No matter what accusations came from his critics, they could not stop him from proclaiming that Jesus Christ, crucified and raised from the dead, is Lord. How difficult it is being a witness for Jesus in the world. Granted, there have been many successes in church history, but with successful witness has also come discouragement. Paul, in this text, describes well what it means for a Christian living in the world. He says, "When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. We have become and are still like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things." God has not called us to a garden party. At best, we Christians are barely tolerated in our society. We are most often than not at odds with the world. It was Jesus who warned us, "If you would be a follower of mine, you must take up your cross and follow me." Some days, like it was for Paul, that cross can be very heavy. But we can take heart knowing that Christ's own suffering and death on the cross gave way to Easter Sunday and brought us resurrection and new life. Despite the trials and troubles that Paul experienced both inside and outside the church, he found great joy in knowing that thousands upon thousands did come to be baptized and be a part of Christ's church. He persevered in spite of the vindictiveness and the hatred he experienced at the hands of sinful people. Perhaps that is the lesson for us this morning, as we have been called by God by virtue of our baptism to be witnesses for him. So let us not be discouraged, for God has given us, like Paul, a message to proclaim and a world in which to proclaim it. God, through Jesus Christ, will give us the strength and the power by his grace through the Holy Spirit to accomplish that task no matter what the circumstance. Remember who you are, servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. God bless you as you witness for him. Amen.